Welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastian Martinez. Fire plays an important role in many Midwestern ecosystems, but when it burns out of control, it can also be devastating, as the wildfires in Oklahoma and Kansas have demonstrated. This time of year, when a lot of summer grasses and brush are still dead, but the weather is warming up, the land is particularly flammable. That's why agencies like the Missouri Department of Conservation take meticulous care in planning prescribed fire. I went along on a burn in Callaway County to see just how they go about it. A group of about 15 Department of Conservation employees have spread out across the Whetstone Creek Conservation Area near Williamsburg, Missouri, for a major prescribed burn on a brisk, but importantly, dry afternoon.
This is a pretty big one. This is 1,166 acres. We normally do them 100 to 300 acres in size is the average.
Jeff Demand, a wildlife management biologist with the department, is the burn boss, meaning he's ultimately in charge of this burn. It's the culmination of a lot of planning.
We have a burn plan. It's about 35 to 40 pages. And then the other big sort of planning is the weather conditions. You know, you have to have the right wind direction, the right humidity.
On top of that, Demand has to coordinate with all the members of the team, which includes water carriers, ATVs with mounted flamethrowers, and billy goats.
A billy goat is these hills are pretty steep, so we need guys that are really fit. They're going to be carrying a drip torch and a rake in one hand and stringing fire up and down the hills.
The billy goats set off into the woods using their drip torches, which drip flaming fuel onto the undergrowth. The leaves burn, but at a low heat, and they give off a lot of smoke. Burning serves different ecological purposes in the wooded areas and in the grasslands which make up the conservation area.
This time of year, it gets rid of the dead down, duff layers, get rid of the woody debris. It does a lot of promotion for new forbs and later on in the year, new grasses that come in.
Those grasses burn a lot hotter and faster than the wooded areas along the creek, and the flames spring up to several feet in height. Smoke gradually filters into the trees, punctured by the setting sun and the rising moon. Fire has been a part of the prairies and savannas that covered central Missouri since the glaciers receded and created them, and the wildlife that inhabits these areas have long since adapted to the flames.
The fire-dependent system.
Without fire,
Woody succession takes over and your prairies get encroached by woody, and then eventually it loses a lot of the characteristics. A lot of the plants go out. A lot of the animals, a lot of the birds, insects, they can't use that prairie.
That's why, for centuries, Native Americans started fires which could last for weeks to maintain the plants and animals that fed them and even to herd bison for hunting. Things look a little different these days. An ATV with a mounted flamethrower takes off down a gravel road along an area of grassland. Because the flames can move so quickly, the conservationists make sure the wind is blowing in the face of the fire whenever possible, and that it's contained by fire lines, like the creek or the gravel road, which the blaze can't easily cross.
The big mistake most landowners make is they don't have good fire lines in place. Fire lines are void of any type of vegetation or any type of fuel, so it could be a disc line, it could be a blowed line in timber, where you use backpack blowers and you blow it out. You want to get it down to bare mineral soil.
The wet winter this year means Demand and his crew had to wait longer than usual for today's burn. The spring burning season has been pushed back into mid-April, which means more plants are sprouting up and it's more difficult to burn. But with the Whetstone Creek burn over, Demand can move on to smaller burns and the plant life can start to grow again. That's it for this week's episode of Missouri Environment. Thanks for joining us. You can find this story and more on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastián Martínez.